Thank you, Mr. President. My delegation wishes to express our sincere appreciation to Your Excellency, Ambassador Noel White, for your stewardship of the Conference on Disarmament. Your leadership in steering the CD and convening its five subsidiary bodies has laid a solid foundation for the important work that lies ahead in 2025. In light of the current challenging geopolitical context, it is imperative that the Convention on Disarmament takes urgent and concrete action to preserve its relevancy by executing its mandate as the single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum of the international community. Mr. President, turning to the situation in the Middle East, we find ourselves at a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict in Palestine, where the humanitarian consequences of war have reached catastrophic levels. The relentless cycle of violence has resulted in immense suffering, loss of life, and the displacement of countless persons, particularly among the most vulnerable population, including women and children, and destruction of essential infrastructure, including hospitals and schools. This humanitarian crisis and the lack of accountability for the protection of civilians and essential infrastructure is a blatant violation of international law, and in particular, international humanitarian law. We join the call for the urgent implementation of the resolution adopted by the 1995 NPT Review and Extension Conference on establishing a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction, reaffirming in 2010. South Africa welcomes the convening of the four sessions of the United Nations Conference on the establishment of the Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction and supports any agreed modalities towards achieving this goal. We must emphasize that the unilateral refusal of Israel to participate in the conference cannot be used to question the inclusivity of the process. In this regard, all decisions of the conference are consensus-based. As such, Israel has no reason not to participate. Given Israel's unlawful occupation of Palestine, recently confirmed by the International Court of Justice, and the genocide and ongoing humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza, the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction is essentially critical in securing the peace that the people of the region yearn for. Mr. President, in this regard, South Africa calls on Israel as the incoming and final president of the CD for its 2024 session to lead by example and show respect for international law by abiding by the judgments of the International Court of Justice on the human tragedy taking place in Gaza, and to immediately cease its military action in accordance with the various United Nations General Assembly resolutions and United Nations Security Council resolutions 2735, and to take the necessary steps towards achieving durable peace in the region. As we move forward, we reaffirm our commitment to actively and constructively engage in the CD to advance our collective efforts towards achieving a world free of nuclear weapons. I thank you.